Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, hey, on Friday night, the Colorado Springs team and our ops team, we got together for our annual party, and it was just such a great time. And so those that were there, I think we had about 300 people, and just had so much fun with you. Thanks for bringing your smiles and just really, you know, you kind of just leaned in and had a great time, and it just was awesome. So I'm so proud to be part of it. But well, hey, I want to tell a story about one of my sons, Brecken. So he's been playing sports for quite a while, and he's pretty good at it, at many different sports. His hands just work really well. And last Thursday, we were at a football game, and he plays for the freshman team. And it was an awesome game. The score was back and forth. And it comes down to the end where we're up by 5 points, and it's fourth down. The other team has the ball. 2 seconds left in the game. The quarterback goes back. Receiver goes out long, about 20 yards or so, and my son is playing corner. And their receiver gets past my son. The quarterback throws the ball, hits the receiver perfect. It's a touchdown. The other team wins by a point. And we lose. Well, I sat back in that moment, and I was hurting for my son because I knew he was, you know, that's a hard thing to just go through. But at the other hand, I was actually really excited for him. And I was excited for him because in my life, over my career, it is the mistakes that I've made or the failures that I've had that have helped me grow. And in that moment, I knew almost instantly that Brecken was going to learn something that day that probably will go with him the rest of his life. I mean, this may be one of those stories that he tells his grandkids one day. But, you know, we all encounter difficult things in our life. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes daily. But how do you handle those is what defines you. And being humble enough is one of our core values, being humble enough to recognize that, man, I've just made a mistake. And then being hungry enough, another core value, to say, you know what, I'm going to go and review the tapes from that game. I'm going to see how that receiver got around me. Did I do the proper back step? What happened there? Where did I miss that? How can I improve so that next game the receiver doesn't get past me, that I can actually knock the ball down, keep them from scoring on a fourth down like that? You know, those are the things that as leaders and as people in our careers, we should be thinking about. And our mistakes, what are we doing to make sure that that mistake doesn't happen again? Because another mistake will happen. But when we have a heart that's humble and we have a heart that's hungry, we can recognize that we've made a mistake, but we also will fight to put things in place to get better in the future. Well, I hope it's a blessing to you. It certainly has been to me, and I've been thinking a lot about it since last week. And it's just a joy for me to be able to share this with my son and to help him understand that, yeah, I know it's hard right now. I know Brecken, it stinks, and you got to go to school tomorrow and face your team, and I get it. But over your life, this moment is going to be a huge opportunity for you if you handle it correctly. So, well, hey, hope it's an encouragement. Live a life of love. We'll talk to y'all soon.